With locations in the St. Louis Metro East area, your call is completely confidential. Don't wait another minute. Call 1-800-432-0236. That's 1-800-432-0236. Let Gateway help get your life back on track. 1-800-432-0236. That's 1-800-432-0236.
The gift that keeps on giving is almost always just a metaphor. Open it once, gift over. But at TGI Fridays, we have the gift that actually does keep on giving. For just $10, get any Endless app, like one of 8 flavors of boneless wings, and we'll keep them coming over and over again. For a bit more, you can switch to another app. Loaded potato skins? Sure. Pan-seared pot stickers? Fine. You can even try them all. We don't care. We're just excited about giving and giving and then giving some more. Endless apps with endless choice are back at TGI Fridays. At participating restaurants for a limited time. While supplies last, other restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florists can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Good evening. Our top story is developing right now.
If you want to get the story, you need to see it for yourself.
When the fire torches in these trees,
meet people and talk to them.
And how many days have you been on the road traveling?
15 days.
Find out what happened and why.
We have this late breaking development. Sources within the U.S.
We go to the story so you get the story.
Has this taken something from the Paris that we all know and love?
Absolutely not. They didn't take it.
This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Paramount Jewelers has been a landmark in historic downtown Maplewood since 1946. Their excellent reputation of quality service and exquisite selection make Paramount Jewelers a first-class jewelry store. Experience the tradition of Paramount Jewelers online at ParamountJewelers.com.
Looking for a special gift? Consider a winter getaway to historic St. Genevieve, Missouri's first settlement, offering historic home tours, cozy bed and breakfast inns, wineries, shopping, and award-winning restaurants. Details online at visitstegen.com.
Unwrap your share of up to $150,000 in cash and free slot play when you pick your present on Fridays, December 4th, 11th, and 18th from Hollywood Casino.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Show Saturday at 3 p.m. and Sunday at 7 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Minions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Break opinions on the air.
Oh, yes, we are.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. Oh, we're full of tech and we're full of chick. And we think you'll get
golden showers.
Oh, boy.
I
don't care for that. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the December 17th edition of Pinions Playhouse. Archie Geis's birthday. He's one today. Happy birthday, Archie. I know you can't understand what we're talking about, and even if you're listening, but you will when it's your 16th birthday and your daddy gives you a brand new Corvette.
Oh, yeah.
From Johnny Londoff.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not supposed to let this out, Archie, but that's exactly what he's saving for. He told me. So now you know. So be nice. Okay, be a good boy, Archie. How about let's do this? Brought to you by Schaefer Auto Body. And Archie, if you have an accident when you're 16, we don't want you to get hurt. Don't feel bad. new drivers have accidents. Schaefer will take care of you. That Corvette back in perfect shape. Do a round of introductions at the control board. It is Eon the Peon, Archie's daddy. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas, which is a member of the SIPC.
NYSE.
CIA, if you are not hearing from your current advisor, you really need to talk to Mark and Jason because they talk to all of their clients every quarter. For their phone number or more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Levi Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
And
do you think that by the time Archie's driving, they'll have the cars that drive themselves?
Oh, no, I actually don't. I don't. No.
Ooh, I would.
Not as a common way to get around
years.
Every day. No, I don't.
Yeah.
Well, then, Archie, you get a self-driving Corvette.
Yeah.
That's what you'll get. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. He was at the party last night. And, Dan, did you notice no incidents?
No.
No scuffles, no fights, no words exchanged. That's because Hebe was there.
I didn't even see him.
You won't see him.
Oh.
He was dressed in a... You should see his closet, a different costume.
Oh. Was he like one of the waiters or something?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. He was dressed as a waiter.
Wow.
Mm. And sometimes he dressed as a waitress.
Mm-hmm.
He's just he's unbelievable. Hebe Jimenez. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is fine, Jim.
And Rat Boy, I was embarrassed by Rat Boy last night.
What'd he do now?
Well,
he got mad, and he left early because they ran out of something. What did they run out of?
Cheese.
No, they didn't. No. You thought they did, and they came back and replaced it, and you left too soon.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, he threw a fit.
He was huffing out.
Oh, he was.
Yeah.
He threw a... It was ugly. And these guys weren't there last night, and I wish they had come. Bruce Lipprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Thank you. And hello, Carol. Carol, who wrote me and said she'd never listen again. I know you're listening, and I appreciate it. Thank you. Brought to you by Schaefer Auto Body. I like Ned, who called earlier and said, and didn't even hesitate, "Neck, I should have gone to Schaefer." Remember, he had a horrible deal with some dealer in their body shop.
Mm-hmm.
I said, "You should have gone to Schaefer." He said, "Yes, I should have." Just like that. He knows. Next time, he'll know. Don't make the mistake. Come on, folks. Cars cost a lot of money. Do you really want it to come back and it not be quite right? Even if the paint matches, many people have noticed maybe it takes a week or two or three, and they walk to the car window and they go, wait a minute, the trunk lid, the space on the right is wider than the crack of the space between the lid and the rest of the car. No, it's not dead center. What the heck? Well, that's because you didn't go to Schaefer. Because they don't miss anything like that. They don't miss anything. It's like it never happened. I think that's their slogan. Like it never happened. You know you're in an accident. Your car, if it has a brain, knows it was in an accident. But after you get it back from Schaefer, my goodness, it's like you dreamed it or something. They are perfectionists. That's the only way they work. They have 10 locations now. Did you know that? Now they're in Columbia, Missouri. Word spreads when you're that good at what you do. Insurance companies love them. You'll love them. And your car will be back again like it never happened. And they're real good, too, about helping you with the crap you don't want to mess with, making sure the insurance stuff is done right. If there's a rental car involved, getting it to you, getting it back to the rental place, I'll take care of all that. Don't worry about that. Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, Schaefer Auto Body Centers or SchaeferAutobody.com. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring who else? Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Lipprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Bruce says that Lipprist is German. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
German name. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Let's say you're without a car for a while. Car's at Schaefer. You don't want to rent a car. Here's your answer. Laclede Cab. The app is STL Taxi. It's free, and it works. And that's the only cab you want if you're AM and the PM is a Laclede Cab. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah.
Well, hey, everybody. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing really well. How y'all doing? Happy birthday to little Archie, one-year-old.
Thank
you, Bill.
That's right.
Very nice. Would you like a quick Netflix recommendation? I know you
sure.
do like Netflix.
Sure.
I don't know if you like it or not. I'm a big fan of comedians that don't use curse words. I think a lot of times folks use the F-bomb as sort of a crutch for not really having
the
great
easy
material.
Way, it's
but,
the easy way, the lazy way out.
Yeah, I think so. But there's a woman, her name is Angela Johnson. I don't know if you've seen her or not. She's a former Oakland Raiders cheerleader. She's really cute. And she's like half white, half Mexican. And she sort of rose to fame, I believe, on YouTube. She would impersonate the Vietnamese women who would do her nails. So yeah, I guess women, they go into the salons or wherever it is. You guess not a salon, but you know, they go and they do the
girl.
Dan probably knows these places are. And I guess they're almost always Vietnamese women. I guess they're very good at this.
Is Angela the one that goes, "You don't have to call me Johnson"?
No, that's different.
No, sorry, he's thinking of somebody else.
Oh, yeah.
So she did this impersonation, and it's really funny. And but she does this whole stand-up routine, and it's really good. I think it's like three of them on Netflix. The first one is just so-so, but the second one and the third one are really good. And it's just kind of refreshing to see a comedian that can do a whole hour of material and not, you know, be real vile and not use the S-bomb.
I agree with you. So,
give it a shot. You might like it.
Angela Johnson. Got it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, in Florida, a woman got a new kidney after posting an ad on Craigslist. Now, the weird thing is the ad was for a used futon, so I don't know how that works. And,
that's a good one.
Angela Johnson material there. No, I'm kidding. That was
doesn't have to call me down.
A woman in Oklahoma has been arrested for making meth inside a Walmart.
Mm.
Or as Walmart put it, told you we got everything.
That's a good slogan.
And this week in the year 1620, the pilgrims arrived in America.
Wow.
And they spent 2 years at sea with only bread and water and a bucket to use for bathing and going to the bathroom. No, I'm sorry, that's a Carnival cruise.
Oh, man. There goes that client.
And finally, this afternoon. It's hard to keep track of all the feuds that Donald Trump is involved in, but I guess the one between he and Rosie O'Donnell might be heating back up again.
I hope so.
They do not like each other. Not really sure how it's all going to pan out, but you know what they say, may the best man win.
Yeah, that's very appropriate here.
The Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill.
You got it. See you.
And thanks to Bill for waiting to be in the Playhouse so we could do more time with Scott Sherman, because the phones are always lit up with Scott Sherman. Bill, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM Cab Company. Now, PM, let's see if you can YouTube search this.
All right.
When he said Angela Johnson, it reminded me, you don't have to call me Johnson. There was a guy years ago, and Dan will remember it. It was the lamest bit, and all there was to it that I can remember was I think his name was Raymond J. Johnson.
You don't have to call me Ray, but you can call me Johnson. Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah.
That was the bit. Can you find this guy?
Raymond J. Johnson.
And honestly, I can't remember any more.
Hey, Johnson.
Oh, you don't have to call me Johnson. My name is Raymond J. Johnson Jr. Now, you can call me Ray, or you can call me Jay, or you can call me Johnny, or you can call me Sonny, or you can call me Junie, or you can call me Ray J, or you can call me RJ, or you can call me RJJ, or you can call me RJJ Jr. But you doesn't have to call me Johnson.
That's the bit.
Yeah.
That's his whole bit.
Yeah.
But you doesn't have to call me Johnson.
Yeah.
Holy mackerel. How old is that? Like 25, 30 years old?
Oh, at least.
Yeah, the other guy that lasted longer than I thought he would, Father Guido Sarducci.
Oh, yeah.
Because that bit...
That was the same thing.
It's like a one-trick pony. Father Guido Sarducci. And I don't even remember. There was nothing memorable about anything he said.
It's a character created by comedian Bill Saluga.
Who? Father
Ray
Sarducci?
J. Johnson Jr.
Ray J. Johnson Jr. And, wow, did he retire a wealthy man from that bit?
And where did we even see him? I don't even remember.
It looks like it was a Natural Light commercial in 1978.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, the other guy from way, way back, he had one bit, and it was Bill Dana.
Oh.
Was that my name? Was that the man? And he was on Ed Sullivan. This guy was everywhere with the same bit.
George Costanza did that when he was visiting the unemployment office, and the lady was going through all this stuff, and he was just kept trying to distract her, and all of a sudden he just broke into that. My name! And he kept saying, do you know that? And she's like,
no. The funny thing is, I remember laughing my guts out at it. It doesn't matter what show he was on, here was the bit, and it required a straight man. And you, sir, are... My name is Dave Manning. And you are, I am an astronaut. And it was funny, but then when you saw it for about the 15th time, you thought, I don't know what this is. He's going to say, my name was Dave Manning.
Was he on like the Ed Sullivan show?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Too?
Oh, yeah. Heavens, yes. Bill Dana. He probably made a ton of money doing that. That's what we got to find. One bit. Hold it. It's called This Show.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
We have that.
Andrew Dice Clay kind of fell off the face of the earth. He was huge for a while and then gone.
Well, and he was the opposite of what Bill's talking about.
He was filthy.
My goodness, he was filthy.
Yeah.
And now it's time for the outdoor segment.
Hmm.
The outdoor segment. And now, there it is. That was quick. Good afternoon and welcome to the outdoor segment. I'm your host, Frank O'Pinion, and we're brought to you by Pistols Plus in Osage Beach, Missouri, in the heart of Osage Beach, right across from Staples. Well, we told you it'd get cold outside, and as the song says, baby, it's cold outside.
Yeah, I was going to say, I went outside today to come in.
Cold.
I thought, oh, yeah, it was cold.
Colder tonight, even.
Yeah.
So bundle up. And that's the outdoor segment. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Pretty informative.
It's very informative, Dan, because a lot of people might have been headed out tonight thinking, wow, I wonder if it's cold out there. Should I take a heavy coat? Well, we know that we've told them. And that's all courtesy of Pistols Plus. I think everybody knows that after what happened in Paris and what happened in San Bernardino, you saw what happened with gun purchases. Through the roof. People want concealed carry. And I don't understand the people who don't understand that, but there's no law in this country that says you have to understand me or I have to understand you, but the numbers are there. The hundreds of thousands of people who have decided, I don't want to be in a situation where I don't have a chance. I want a gun, I want to learn how to use it, and I want a concealed carry permit, and they teach that class. In fact, that's where 6-7 years ago I got my concealed carry was at Pistols Plus. I took the class there. And of course, I had a lot of handguns and knew more, I guess, than the average person, but that's the great thing about the way they operate. You can know nothing. You can know a lot, and this is the store for you. Hunters, you already know. You can shop around here if you want to, but if you're headed anywhere near the lake, for goodness sakes, go into this store, Pistols Plus in Osage Beach, Missouri. Website, pistolsplusguns.net.
Hey, remember that story the other day about the guy that, those two guys that broke into his house, knocked on the back door, and the guy had his gun and shot one of the guys and killed him.
That was just 2 days ago.
They caught the other guy, and they charged him with second-degree murder. Because his friend died during that thing.
Oh.
Yeah, so they're charging him with second-degree murder, burglary, all kinds of other stuff, too. Yeah.
Good. We talked about panhandlers yesterday. Remember that?
Yeah.
Listen to this email. Frank, I'm even the PM. There's a panhandler that sets up on Olive and Skinker from around 1 p.m. until the evening rush hour. I know this because I live in this area near the U-City Loop. One day, the guy set up with his torn, dirty, nasty clothes about 1:30. I happened to come home by this area on my way to a market nearby at about 1:30. When I saw him, he had added an extra touch to his wardrobe. Now he's shoeless. On my way back home about 3 hours later, I went to a Shell station on Skinker and Delmar.
And what, to my astonished eyes, did appear but the same homeless man filling up his 2007 Toyota, and in parentheses, newer than my 2004 Trailblazer.
Wow.
The icing on the cake was the same guy who had decided now to not have shoes was wearing a pair of new Nike Jordan sneakers. And then he signs it. Rodney ends it with what the world needs now. Rodney, thank you. We're calling out the fake panhandlers, folks, and these phonies, these people that are just lazy and don't want to work. And now let's bring the room down. Unfortunately, we have to. We've lost another rapper. Ferguson rapper, 18-year-old, once featured by Rolling Stone, was gunned down Sunday morning in North St. Louis. Police found the body of James Johnson Jr., who I believe at one time said, "You doesn't have to call me James.
Johnson. Yeah.
Or John, you can call me James." Better known as Swag Huncho.
Swag Huncho?
Yes. He was found shot in the head in the Jeff Vanderloo neighborhood by an unknown killer. Lived in Ferguson. He was one-third of a group called Three Problems, a talented St. Louis-based group featured in the Riverfront Times and was mentioned in Rolling Stone. That the trio, the Three Problems, put its music out over social media. They didn't have the backing of a major label. One of their most popular songs, which, by the way, was watched, the video, more than 425,000 times on YouTube. And just as I was about to kind of, you know, beat up on him.
Yeah.
And then I see this, and I go, well, I'm wrong. Here's the name of that song. I'll spell it. It's one word. F-C-K-N-I-G-G-A.
Huh.
F-C-K-N-I-G-G-A. I'm guessing that's some sort of code.
Could be.
It's like one of those you have to decipher. F-C-K-N-I-G-G-A.
That's probably... probably some sort of Christmas or holiday type song, you think?
You know, Dan, it does. It has a Christmas. It has sort of a Christmas sound to it. F-C-K-N-I-G-G-A. F-C-K-N-I-G-G-A. Yeah, you know, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Wow.
F-C-K-N-I-G-G-A, the stars are shining.
Yeah,
it works. It fits with all Christmas music.
Huh.
F-C-K-N-I-G-G-A. Santa's on the way. F-C-K-N-I-G-G-A. You know why I'm making fun of this, folks? Because it deserves to be made fun of. And the fact that 425,000 times people went to watch and listen to a song called F-C-K-N-I-G-G-A. What's wrong with this country? What's wrong with people?
So if people do that on YouTube...
I'd see that name and I would delete and go on somewhere. I wouldn't even listen to that thing.
So if they got it on YouTube and they have that many hits, will they get paid for that?
I guess maybe. I don't know. But he's dead because rappers get shot a lot of times. That's the way it
works. Well, especially if you're running around in North St. Louis.
This is too funny not to include, and we'll get to the joke. The former top watchdog at the Department of Veterans Affairs... has been caught playing with himself in the agency's all-glass conference room in full view of people across the street, including school teachers who are attending an education conference. They look over, and here's this guy. He's the top watchdog at the Department of Veterans Affairs. Now... he's obviously stepped down, but here's the funniest part. They went and they got his computer, and he had porn all over his network, and he's got another history of some other stuff they caught him doing. But here's the best part. He's playing with himself. His name is John Wooditch. W-O-O-D-I-T-C-H, like my wood itches.
Oh, well, that was a problem.
Perfect. What do you expect? Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
You know that joke the punchline has, my butt itches? My wood itches. As a husband and wife, and I think all men and women know that when you're shopping together, I'm not a department store kind of guy, and
and even malls, after about a half hour, I'm kind of done. Not women, no. So a husband and wife are shopping, and finally he just says, look, let's split up, and I'm going to go look at some stuff down this way, and you go that way. We'll catch up with each other later. She says, okay. So about an hour, she calls his cell phone. She goes, hey, where are you? I'll come meet you wherever you are. And he says, do you remember in this very same mall about 5 years ago, the little jewelry store where you saw the necklace that you fell in love with, and I said that we couldn't afford it? You remember that little jewelry store right here? She said, yes, I do. He says, well, I'm in the bar next door.
Let's see how the traffic's moving along. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, the word isn't moving, Dan. It's a mess out here, and I'll tell you. Right now, we're looking at an accident with a vehicle fire on eastbound 70 between the Earth City Expressway and Highway 270, and it's got the left lane blocked. They may be doing more. There's a lot of emergency vehicles coming up to this point. Only it's blocking the left lane in each direction. We've got a crash, only the right lane getting through on southbound 141, just a little bit south of the Clayton Road overpass, and I think it has been, traffic jammed up at Ladue. Then you've got a crash on westbound Page right at Highway 270. The right lane is blocked there. The westbound 364, that's really running slow now from about Amiot, or I should say Creve Coeur Lake, all the way up past the Veterans Bridge. Eastbound 40, football, hockey traffic coming in. You're jammed up from Boone's Crossing up through Mason Road. They cleared that accident before Highway 270, and then from Lindbergh all the way in through Big Bend, things are jammed up. Coming in on eastbound 70, same thing. You're jammed from Shreve all the way into the Edward Jones Dome. Southbound 270, it's stop and go from just a little bit south of McKelvey Overpass down through Big Bend, and you've got eastbound 270. Just tell you what, just expect slow traffic everywhere. It is really crazy out here this afternoon. This traffic report is brought to you by Kohl's. Right now at Kohl's, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Spend under $100 and take an extra 15% off. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details. I'm Tim Weiland with your Big 550 KTRS Airborne Traffic.
Hi, Colin Jeffrey here, reminding you that the new year will soon be here, so make certain you spend this holiday season with your family near. From all of us here at KTRS, wishing you a very Merry Christmas.
Happy Holidays from all of us here at the Big 550 KTRS.
If you die in a car accident tomorrow or get diagnosed with a terminal illness, will your medical and funeral expenses leave your family bankrupt? It's a scary question in our nation today because, shockingly, even though most Americans do have life insurance, millions still do not. And that means their families are at serious risk. That's why American National has set up a free phone line for the public to get information on trusted, affordable term life insurance. The number is 1-800-500-0455. The call is absolutely free to the public and only takes 5 minutes. Over 62% of bankruptcies are attributable to major medical expenses. Don't let your family become part of that statistic, because if they lose you, the last thing they need is to lose their ability to pay the mortgage, too. For free information on affordable term life insurance policies issued by American National Insurance Company for less than a dollar a day, call AmericanNationalDirect.com at 1-800-500-0455. That's 1-800-500-0455.
Hear that? The birds are chirping. The flowers are blooming. The trees are green. It's spring!
Had you going there, didn't we?
Well, before you know it, spring will be here for us. But at Suburban Leisure Center, it might as well be spring now. And because the 2016 stock will be arriving soon, Suburban Leisure Center is offering savings as good as the savings you'd find around Labor Day. Maybe even better on outdoor seating. Choose from cast aluminum, deep-seated cushion sets, or wrought iron, or wood from Bolivia, or Pollywood. Hooray for Pollywood! Oh, sorry. Couldn't help that. Think about it. Why give a dyer underwear for Christmas when a gas grill Grill from Suburban Leisure Center's huge. It's going to be huge!
Sorry.
A huge selection of gas grills would be a great gift. And, of course, there are Christmas trees at Suburban Leisure Center. Before you know it, it's going to be spring. And Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard for less. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Better merchandise at better prices at Suburban Leisure Center. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Sample comes with a 90-day order. Copays and deductibles may apply.
If you or someone you care for are using painful urinary catheters, Medical Direct Club can help. There's a new catheter that hurts less, and you can get a free sample with free shipping by calling now. Pain and urinary tract infections can be avoided if you're using urinary catheters. The new disposable catheters from Medical Direct Club hurt less due to an incredible new design that reduces pain by gliding easily and effortlessly. Old catheters can scrape and cut, causing pain and infection. These new catheters from Medical Direct Club are changing the lives of people who use urinary catheters. Medicare and your insurance will pay for up to 200 of these new catheters per month at little or no cost to you. Medical Direct Club handles all of the paperwork with your doctor and includes lifetime free shipping when you join. Membership and a free sample are free, so call Medical Direct Club now, 1-800-600-1127. That's 1-800-600-1127. End painful cathing today. Call 1-800-600-1127.
It was for days before Christmas when all through the house, my mother was scurrying just like a mouse in a rush to wrap up her presents with care and take them to Schnars to ship them from there. She carried the pile of gifts to her car, careful to leave the gift wrap unmarred. She pulled up to Schnars all by herself, and a red-shirted fellow offered his help. He sprang to his dolly as she opened the hatch, and gently they carried her gifts to the back. One by one, they all were weighed, and the gentleman asked of what they were made. Suddenly worried she'd arrived far too late, she asked, "Will they make it by the right date?" And I heard him exclaim as he boxed them up tight,
"They'll be there by Christmas. You made it on time." Hi, this is Frank Blair at Schnars Hardware letting you know when you bring your gifts to our Ladue location only, we can pack them and ship them via UPS. Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. Now with two locations, 9800 Clayton Road in Ladue and the former Mac Hardware at 40 East Lockwood in Webster Groves. For locations, hours, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
You may think being totally blind is the greatest challenge I face, but actually, it's the fact that I'm often wide awake at 3 a.m. and struggling to stay awake in the middle of the day. This is called non-24, and it affects up to 70% of people who are totally blind, like me. It makes just getting through the day a real struggle. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
All those new toys and gizmos being given this holiday season are great, unless you don't have batteries.
Uh-oh.
Go to wholesalebatteries.net or visit their store in O'Fallon, Missouri for a complete selection of batteries and power sources for every application. Going hunting? Better make sure your vehicle and ATV batteries are ready. Cell phone on the blank? Wholesale Batteries can get it powered up again. Before you go anywhere else for new batteries, go to wholesalebatteries.net. You and your gizmos will be glad you did. Most jewelry stores are like cookies from the same cookie cutter and have the same basic selection. And then there's Summit Jewelers in Webster Groves. Their staff of designers, jewelers, appraisers, and sales personnel don't work on commission. Maybe it's the coffee, but their passion shows in their artistry and experience, especially refurbishing estate jewelry. For unique custom crafted jewelry, there's no store like Summit Jewelers anywhere. Summit Jewelers, makers of fine jewelry. 7821 Big Bend in Webster Groves. Online at Summit Jewelers, STL.com.
The gift that keeps on giving is almost always just a metaphor. Open it once, gift over. But at TGI Fridays, we have the gift that actually does keep on giving. For just $10, get any Endless app, like one of 8 flavors of boneless wings, and we'll keep them coming over and over again. For a bit more, you can switch to another app. Loaded potato skins? Sure. Pan-seared pot stickers? Fine. You can even try them all. We don't care. We're just excited about giving and giving and then giving some more. Endless apps with endless choice are back at TGI Fridays. At participating restaurants for a limited time. While supplies last, other restrictions apply.
The Financial Symphony is a show that blends the worlds of music and finance together in one harmonious package. It features your local financial maestro, Jerry Means.
A lot of advisors out there are mainly giving accumulation advice or
looking at the growth through your working years. You really need to take a look at, is your advisor giving you advice on preservation and distribution?
That's the Financial Symphony with Jerry Means every Sunday morning at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Single.
Married.
Divorced.
Life partner.
Or maybe it's complicated.
Whatever it is, you won't want to miss the hottest new show you just can't turn off.
She said.
He said. Hi, I'm Kelly Lamb.
And I'm Gordon Montgomery. It's the Battle of the Sexes, Sunday, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. on KTRS.
With hilarious conversation, deep discussions, and everything she wants and he needs.
Play the games and see who scores to win the prize.
Take advice from the experts and ask a psychic a question.
It's entertainment. It's She Said.
He Said.
On KTRS.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober?
Run down to Dallas, Texas, the Big D, they call it, the Lone Star State. Because that's where Mike Evans is. I wonder if he goes out line dancing or two-stepping when he's down there. We'll find out. Mike Evans is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. I'll be there tomorrow night having dinner. Can't wait. Smokehouse Market is next door to the restaurant. And they love selling gift cards, and people love receiving gift cards from Annie Guns in the Smokehouse. They're on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. Now from Dallas, Texas, here's Mike Evans.
Give it in.
How you doing there, partner?
He picked the accent up already. It doesn't take long to pick it up. Now, somebody asked me yesterday when I mentioned you were in Dallas, they said, oh, does he have a home down there? I said, no, his daughter's down there. Why don't you explain to people? You have two daughters. One lives in Dallas.
Three daughters.
That's right. Three daughters. That's right.
Ashley lives in Dallas. Lacey lives in Washington, D.C.
And Natalie.
And Natalie lives in St. Louis in Chesterfield.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I have a son who lives in New York City.
So how's...
And he's coming out here today, like tonight. So we'll get to see him.
To Dallas.
To Dallas, yeah.
So how's Dallas? How's the weather?
It was 41 degrees when I landed. Cold.
Yeah. That airport is too big.
Oh, it's huge.
It's unbelievable. I too much.
But the best airport in the United States, I just read yesterday, is Dallas Love Field.
Really?
The most friendly airport in the country.
Well, it has to be Love. Look at the name of it. Love Field.
I never thought about that, Frank.
How could you not be friendly?
Oh.
You know where I hate to go? Hate Airport. I can't stand that place.
Yeah, I hate that airport.
Oh, my goodness.
I get it.
Hate International Airport. What's going on?
Pacquiao's question with Star Wars here. Name the name of the Star Wars star who lives next door to their favorite person in the world and has lived next to their favorite person in the world most of their life. Carrie Fisher, Mark Hamill, George Lucas, Harrison Ford. Answer in just a minute. Here's a book and a movie review all wrapped into one. Michael Lewis wrote the book called The Big Short about four small financiers who appear to be the only people in the country that realize that there's going to be a housing bust. This is in 2008. The entire American loan business has built on a fraud, and the bankers just turned their heads and kept making money before it all collapsed. I love true stories. This one was true, and we were all here when it happened. It is just fabulous. Michael Lewis also wrote Moneyball, Liar's Poker, and Blindside, but this is the best of the best. It actually is funny, these four guys, when they realize what's going to happen. But, boy, you walk out of the theater wishing that every banker in the world would drop dead. It's what happened was unbelievable. PG, 2 hours, 22 minutes, 3.5 stars. And I think it will get a Best Picture nomination.
And give us the name again.
It's called The Big Short.
The Big Short. Okay.
Yeah, The Big Short. A lot of big stars in Christian Bale, Brad Pitt, a lot of big stars in it. Odds and ends, as the first man landed on the moon, a drunk, out-of-control married Teddy Kennedy was out in the middle of the night with one of his young female staff, and he crashed into the Chappaquiddick River, and she died. A lot of people don't remember that it happened.
Joanne Kopechne.
Yes. It happened when man was landing on the moon for the first time, so the front pages were all about that. And although it was a big story, it sort of just went away. Well, they're finally going to make a movie about it.
No, you know what? I'm glad they are, because if you go back and read some of the transcripts, the court, the depositions, it's unbelievable. It's proof that power can set you free from the law.
He literally got away with murder.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
He killed that girl.
Yeah.
And he didn't report any of it till like 24 hours later. It was beyond belief.
Yeah. Then they had to go fish the car out of the river.
And it was Mary Jo Kopechne. I said Joanne. It's Mary Jo Kopechne. That was her name.
Yeah. It'll be interesting if the liberal movie Hollywood movie makers actually make a true story out of it, but we'll see.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be awful if they make him look innocent? No, I couldn't do that.
No, I don't think you can do that.
You'll know how Quentin Tarantino's Hateful Eight is going to do at the box office. I bet it's going to do really good, but it's already going to Broadway. They have it going to Broadway. Date in history, December 17th, The Simpsons debuted on Fox Television. Reviewers said it wouldn't last a full season. It lasts 26 years so far.
Homie, they said we wouldn't last.
What the hell happened to your voice?
Thank you.
Yes, they did, Marge.
Okay, here's our Homer.
Actually, that was pretty good.
Here's our Homer and Marge celebrating the fact that they were wrong.
You know, homie, they said we'd never make it.
That's right, Marge. What do they know?
They're crazy.
That is really good.
Thank you, Mike. Coming from you, that means everything. Good. Thank you.
No, that is really good. In fact, I want the people in the house to hear it. Okay, hold on. Put on the speakerphone. Do it again. Do it again. Listen. Go ahead.
Are we on the speakerphone now? Homie, we're on the speakerphone with Mike's daughter's house.
Hello to everybody in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Thank you, Mike.
That's fabulous. And finally.
Oh, no, homie, it's over.
Oh, no, Mike.
I hate it when that happens.
Star Wars here. Name the name of the Star Wars star who lives next door to their favorite person and has most of their life. Carrie Fisher, Mark Hamill, George Lucas, Harrison Ford.
I'll say Lucas.
Carrie Fisher.
Harrison Ford.
Carrie Fisher moved out as a teenager, bought her own house next door to her mom, Debbie Reynolds, and they still live next door to each other.
Oh, there you go.
Have a great day. Talk to you tomorrow from Dallas, Texas. Y'all take care now, yeah?
Y'all too. Tell him bye, homie.
Yeah. Bye, Mike.
He's impressed. He was impressed with our Marge and Homer. Usually he goes, growing the voice. And he had to admit, not bad. Mike Evans from Dallas, Texas, his daughter's house, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. We're going to take a little break, come back, and do an official goodbye. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Meep, meep.
Let's get a final check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, we just got a report of an accident on Route 15 in front of Our Lady of the Snow Shrine. We're going to check that out. We also have an accident on westbound 64 near Green Mount Road. Boy, what a mess we have on the Missouri side, though. They're still working with that accident vehicle fire on eastbound 70 before Highway 270. You've got the only lanes that are open are the exit lanes to Highway 270. That's how traffic's getting around there. And traffic is jammed back from Highway 94 up to 270. Then you're slow again from the Rock Road in through Lucas and Hunt and from Grand into the Edward Jones Dome. They're working with the crash, only the right shoulder getting through on southbound 141 just south of the Clayton Road overpass. You've got eastbound 40 drivers. It's going to be a slow go from Boone's Crossing up through 270 from Lindbergh into Big Bend. And eastbound 270 still stacking up pretty solid now between McDonnell and New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by Walgreens. The holidays are right around the corner, and so is the perfect Hallmark card. Care enough to send the very best. Care enough to send a Hallmark card, available at your neighborhood Walgreens. I'm Tim Weiland with your Big 550 KTRS Airborne Traffic.
The crackle of a warm fire, the aroma of steamy hot chocolate, the twinkle of Christmas lights. This holiday, let Don Hennifer Jewelers help make memories you won't forget. I'm Jerry the Jeweler at Don Hennifer Jewelers in Florissant, 314-921-3001, or visit us at donhenniferjewelers.com.
Custom closets have never been so affordable. Call St. Louis Closet Company today at 314-781-9000 and schedule your free in-home estimate and get organized today.
folks, you and I will not encounter each other till Monday. So it'll be nice to pull Harvey tomorrow. Have a great, what is it? Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Coming up, I have an inside look into an active homicide investigation where detectives are linking multiple deaths to one initial robbery.
Rams fans could be enjoying their last St. Louis home game. What some are saying about the possible move.
And the woman who faked cancer in order to get donations appeared in court today. Reactions from former friends who fell for her scam.
New at 6, this year's murders in St. Louis City and County have seen a spike, many of them unsolved, creating a frustrating situation for investigators who deal with the community who won't snitch.
Yeah, Catherine Hessel tonight with the North County Police Cooperative and the techniques that they have turned to work multiple homicides all at the same time.